Friday. Today is January the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time, not necessarily look out in the backyard and garden, but look inward, looking at some of our house plants and also Christmas plants, poinsettias and others, how we care for them this time of year as we get into the winter months. We'll have details on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning looking at a plant we have in the house, not necessarily a house plant, but poinsettias, and folks that had them for the Christmas season that would like to hang on to them a little longer and maybe even move them outdoors once the weather is fit later in the spring. Poinsettias usually bloom in the winter and spring, and then they will go dormant, but if you care for them, they can be coaxed into reblooming the following year. Now, you want to plant them in well-drained potting soil and maintain temperatures in that 65 to 75 degree range. Again, these are actually tropical plants, not desert plants. Bright indirect light or diffused light is the best, located near a window where it will get the indirect sunlight, but away from cold drafts is something you need to keep in mind. You want to water when the top surface of that soil is dry. The idea then is to saturate the soil completely until the water runs through the container's drainage holes at the bottom, but then you don't want to let it sit in the water. If the pot was wrapped in decorative foil, make sure you poke holes in that or take that away so the water itself can drain away as well. If you're trying to repot these, obviously a lot of times they're purchased already in potting soil from the garden center or nursery, but you want to make sure you put them into a well-drained peat-based potting soil, ideally. Some of the warmer climate zones, poinsettias will actually be planted directly into the landscape, but that has to be done, obviously, in well-drained soil, too. Temperature, very important. Keeping them blooming, maintaining the temperature 65 to 75 degrees during the day is important. A slight drop in that temperature at night will not hurt the plant, but cold drafts or allowing the leaves to touch a cold window, or more importantly, a lack of adequate light, can actually injure those leaves and cause a prematuring of the yellowing and leaf drop. Also, a lack of humidity during dry seasons, particularly this time of year, can be problematic. So if your home tends to be dry with forced air heat, you may consider using a small humidifier in that room, or folks will place a small dish of water nearby that will increase the relative humidity around the plant. Again, you don't want the plant setting in the water, but it can be close by, so as that water evaporates, it goes up through the leaves. It's recommended not to fertilize the plants during their blooming period. When keeping plants through the year, you can begin to fertilize in the spring at sort of half strength when there's no growth, but then not until then, and feed every 3 to 4 months until that plant gets reestablished. Now, as we go through the next several weeks, it's important that plant eventually enters into that dormant period so that it can come back and rebloom next late fall and into the winter and holiday season. So you want to water it right now, like we said, keeping it moist. But then as we get into the early spring, you're going to gradually decrease those waterings, allowing the soil to dry out between the waterings, not just dry to the touch, but actually dry out. You need to be careful that the stem of the poinsettia doesn't begin to shrivel, though. That's a sign that it is too stressed. And then as you go through a couple weeks when the plant has acclimated to that drying process, you'll move it to a cool spot such as a basement or maybe heated garage, keeping the temperature around 60 degrees Fahrenheit, so it still does need to be warm enough it doesn't freeze. Then around mid-May, you're going to cut the stems back to about 4 inches. That's probably a good time to actually repot that poinsettia into a slightly larger container with new potting soil. You can keep what's directly around the roots, but you want to put new soil then. In addition to that, you want to water it well, placing the newly potted plant in front of a bright window, the brightest one you have ideally, and again, keep it at a temperature around 65 to 75 degrees and continue watering, again, whenever the surface of that soil feels dry to the touch. It's not drying the whole thing out as we try to enter it into dormancy. And then once new growth appears, that's when you would actually begin fertilizing about every 2 weeks. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more tips after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about poinsettia care as we get now into the summer months, again, with the effort to keep that alive throughout the year and then make that bloom again for next year. As you go into the summer months, you'll maintain your watering. In early July, you can pinch the stems back about an inch to encourage a stout, well-branched growth if you want. If unpinched, it's going to get sort of tall and spindly. By mid-August, those stems should have branched and leafed out then. And poinsettias are short-day plants, meaning their bud set is affected by the length of day. So to rebloom them, you need about 10 weeks with 12 to 14 hours of absolute darkness per day. That's when you may need to artificially do that by putting them in a closet or in a very dark room, keeping them in complete darkness from about 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Exposure to light can actually delay the blooming. Some folks will use an opaque box or other material to block out all light, including artificial light. Many, like I said, will put them in a closet or some area that it gets very little, if any, light through cracks. That way, it doesn't have that problem that affects the bud set. Then you want to eventually move the plant back to a sunny window during the daytime and continue watering and fertilizing. Now, as we get into the fall, November, going into December, that's when we start to make things happen again. About the last week of December, you stop those darkness treatments and you allow the plant to remain near the window. You should see flower buds at that point. You want to stop fertilizing around mid-December. Keep watering and treating the plant the way you did when you first brought it home and it was in bloom. If all has gone well, those bracts should begin to show some color. When it comes to pruning, poinsettias grown for a single season need little pruning other than pinching off the leaves as they fade and desiccate. But plants grown for reblooming or transplanted into a landscape in milder climates will benefit if they are pinched back frequently during the growing season. That just basically produces a more bushier looking plant. Most poinsettias are hybrid plants that do not produce genetically reliable seeds, so they're usually propagated from a root system cutting. This is best done by taking cuttings then in early summer as new growth is starting. Now, like our other house plants, poinsettias are susceptible to a variety of diseases and pests, including fungus, gnats, white flies, thrips, mealybugs, and powdery mildew. So if you notice any signs of those at all, you want to try and identify what they are, and you can treat those with general insecticides or fungicides until all the signs have disappeared. There are some common problems folks have with poinsettias. A lot of those turn out to be issues that we see through the leaves, but they're actually problems with the roots. So your leaves can turn completely yellow or develop a yellowness around the veins. If that's the case, a lot of times that means the plant is stressed, and it may be because they have too much water. It could be that it was over-fertilized. It could be that you do have some powdery mildew starting to form, or it could be that it is not getting enough magnesium or molybdenum. They also need soil pHs above 5.5, so those could all be things that are impacting those leaves, and again, it actually is coming through the roots. You can have stems and leaves turning brown. Brown spots form on plants in various places if it has a canker, which might be helped by removing affected portions of the poinsettia. Stems that turn brown or black happens if that plant has a root rot, so removing infected portions again of the plant, trying to repot the remaining healthier parts in clean soil and in clean pots using sterile garden tools is a way to get to that, and then applying a fungicide possibly to help the plant if it was impacted. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend. Good luck with the poinsettias.